The story so far. Sophie Delamere, the Queen of Nightdawn, is desperate. She's lost all her allies over the course of a 17-year war, and now the enemy is at her doorstep. Her bloodthirsty cousin, Walter Thorne, is ready to attack Iovebridge, the capital of Nightdawn, and take over the throne. Sophie knows she has no hope of warding off the impending siege. Everything appears to be over until a mysterious young man named Elliot makes his appearance and requests an audience with the Queen. Sophie and her counselors are taken aback at his arrival, but listen to what he has to say. Elliot has a brilliant plan, which is the last hope the city has of being saved from the siege. He aims to draw Walter away from Iovebridge and face him in the stronghold of Wurstworth. He will also attempt to rekindle relations and revive the old alliance between the Queen of Nightdawn and Sorella Endor, the governor of Wurstworth. Although Sophie's counselors are initially dubious of Elliot, a series of events makes Sophie put her trust in the young man. Thus, Elliot leaves Iovebridge and rides south with four companions, Eleanor Delirian, Selwyn Brow, Maurice Bardolph, and John the Longarm, and dupes Walter into going there. Elliot's journey proves difficult both for himself and his companions. During their journey, it's revealed that Elliot is the son of King Thomas Edgecol, Sophie's predecessor on the throne, and her uncle. The five companions arrive in Wurstworth, and Sorella is outraged when she finds out that Elliot has drawn Walter to her city. Nevertheless, she decides to help him, going up against Walter beyond her city's walls. When Walter's army arrives, it fails to enter Wurstworth, so Walter decides to attack the neighboring City of Heavens. As soon as Elliot finds out, he rides there to save Master Thorold, the last surviving Grand Master in the world. In the City of Heavens, Elliot finds out about the existence of his sister, whose life is unfortunately lost, however. At that point, Elliot's anger becomes irrepressible, and he decides to challenge Walter to a duel. Elliot loses the fight and is about to lose his life. Just then, Sorella unexpectedly attacks Walter and his army, forcing him into a retreat. Walter loses the battle, but Elliot loses Maurice, one of the companions he had sworn to protect. After the battle, the truth about Elliot is revealed. He's the last boy trained by Athelos Bowdry, the greatest Grand Master of all time. Master Thorold explains to Elliot that Walter will never forgive them for his defeat on Wurstworth's soil and will soon seek revenge. The Master advises Elliot to seek new alliances and try to free the Elder Races, who are cursed to remain forever in the mountains of the Forgotten World. Furthermore, Thorold reveals Thindor to him, the last Pegasus of the world who has been presumed dead for centuries. Elliot is ready to start his trip to the mountains of the Forgotten World, while his friends have their own missions to achieve. Elliot advises Sorella Endor to invite Queen Sophie to her city to face Walter behind the strongest walls in the world. Elliot stared at the starry night sky, lost in thought as he sat in the shadow of the mountains of the Forgotten World. He was in an open field, and the ground under him was hard. Pain radiated throughout his body, and his legs itched. He exhaled wearily and rubbed his left foot. The pain from the bite of Walter's tiger hadn't gone away completely. He'd wanted to leave Wurstworth right after his meeting with Thorold in Ursmore to reach the mountains as fast as he could. However, his injury had not allowed him to leave as soon as he had wanted to. Thorold had advised him to wait, so he'd left the city 3 days later. Exhaustion had clung to him ever since he had set off, and the hardship that awaited him would be a lot greater. This journey would not be easy, just like all the journeys he had taken in his short life. His horse, his sole company, had parted from Elliot when he decided to let it go, since it would no longer be of any use to him in the mountains. Sitting in the wilderness, horseless and without his companions, Elliot felt the weight of how alone he was.